I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Survivors are being found from the powerful earthquake last week in Myanmar. A 63-year-old woman was found in the rubble of a building. But Julia Reese with UNICEF says hopes are fading.
The needs are massive and they're rising by the hour. The window for life-saving response is closing. And across the affected areas, families are facing acute shortages of clean water, food, and medical supplies.
The earthquake in Myanmar killed more than 2,700 people. It's compounding a humanitarian crisis caused by a civil war. Majority control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court will be decided today in a race that broke records for spending and has become a proxy battle for the nation's political fights, pitting a candidate backed by President Trump against a Democrat-aligned challenger. Republicans, including Trump and Elon Musk, lined up behind Brad Schimmel, a former state attorney general. Democrats, including former President Barack Obama, backed Susan Crawford, a county judge. I'm Ed Donahue.